T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Skyway Design Competition is ending today. 9 contenders are going before a panel of 8 judges later this morning. Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown is one of those judges. He's with us live. Mayor, good morning.
Good morning, Susan and Brian.
This is a pretty cool thing. You get to judge the Skyway designs. What are you looking for today?
Well, it's important to note that the competition has drawn local, national, and international interest, adds to the great momentum that we're seeing in Buffalo. I'm looking for ideas that are creative, things that are implementable, that can be done, things that will continue to activate our waterfront, make it usable, accessible, and that will open up land for economic development and job creation.
A lot of these drawings and renderings you look at and you say, it looks very cool. I just can't ever imagine something like that happening. Are you expecting the winner, the design that's chosen above all the others later today, for that design to actually be implemented on the Skyway?
I'm looking for designs and ideas that can be implemented, that can address concerns of mobility, moving traffic, waterfront access. I'm looking for designs that can actually get done. Yes, we want creativity. We want bold. We want visionary. We want ideas that will help to shape that transportation corridor for decades to come. But at the end of the day, the public is looking for something, looking for ideas that can have an impact in the short term.
Well, some of these ideas include the bridge. Some of them remove the bridge. Do you hope the bridge stays or goes?
You know what? I don't have strong feelings personally one way or another as to whether the bridge should stay or go. You're absolutely right. Some remove it, some keep it, some do a combination of keeping a part of it, changing the use of it. I am just really focused on improving the mobility of traffic right now. There are delays over that roadway. I'm interested in opening up some of the land that's under the Skyway for economic development and job creation, and making sure that we continue to make our waterfront usable, to bring attractions to that part of the city that the public can enjoy.
I feel like so often when we talk about the Skyway, that part is almost forgotten about, that there are a lot of cars that drive over it every single day and use it to go from the city to the south towns or vice versa. Wondering, you know, what your concerns might be regarding more traffic in that area and the ability for people to get to the Outer Harbor and other places around Western New York if the Skyway is removed. Have you seen a lot of good ideas for where that traffic can go if the Skyway is used for something else?
I've seen some ideas that I think are good that create other access points. I've seen some ideas that don't speak to how that would happen at all, so those are certainly of concern. Certainly, traffic, transportation, a very important issue. Mobility in general for the public is very important. So that has to be taken into consideration. There are some people that think that is not important, but literally thousands of vehicles travel that roadway every single day. So transportation access does have to be seriously taken into consideration.
Mayor, you're obviously so very plugged in and concerned about traffic as being a major concern here. But what about the other panelists? Are they all local? And is traffic going to be one of their guidelines?
I know the other panelists aren't all local. We have some great people from different parts of the country, very visionary people, very knowledgeable people on the panel, just really impressed at the quality of panelists that Governor Cuomo has been able to attract as judges for the competition. I think at the end of the day, everybody wants to see good ideas, strong ideas, ideas that can be done that will benefit the future of Buffalo in Erie County in western New York. So I have confidence in the panelists, and I'm certainly going to be pushing as a panelist for the most practical, most implementable, and most creative ideas that have been presented. The good news is, this has drawn really national and international attention. There are developers, designers, architects, and engineers that are looking at this community with fresh eyes, excited about this community, and the winners will be announced at noon today.
Now, whether it's something like this, the North Awe Block, we've heard a lot about that carousel in recent weeks. A lot of new things are going in that area. Are you concerned at all about the ability to keep things going at Canalside with so much construction going on?
I think that we can keep things going. The construction is going to be significant, but it's planned, it's timed, it will be coordinated and scheduled in a way that we can keep things going. My concern is one of creating a development mix that is job producing, that is revenue producing, so that the things that we're doing at our waterfront are sustainable and creating employment opportunities for the people of Buffalo.
Want to switch focus, if we could, just for a moment. 201 Ellicott, we've been seeing some real progress there. Construction vehicles, maybe some ground being moved, the fences up. You happy to see that finally getting going?
Very happy to see that. Remediation has started on site. The project is in the brownfield cleanup program. So anything that needs to be remediated at the site will be cleaned up. That process has started. Construction in earnest, the major phase of construction, is estimated to start at the end of the year. That project now is moving very aggressively, very, very fast. It's received approvals from the EC IDA. It's received approvals from the state. We anticipate in the next couple of weeks more approvals will come from the city council. So definitely a go project. People are excited about it. 201 units of affordable housing, a market coming to downtown Buffalo that offers an array of fresh fruits, vegetables, and other offerings for downtown shoppers. So I'm very excited to see that project moving forward so aggressively and addressing many of the concerns that people who live downtown, people who work downtown, people who visit downtown were expressing in terms of getting a market in that area of downtown Buffalo.
Hey, Mayor, we're glad you could join us this morning. Thank you. That's Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.